my kings, queens, and always to those in between. Happy Friday, happy holidays, and welcome to the Sugar Service. As always, and hopefully as requested, it's your host who loves to boast, Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Big Brother on T, also known as the soprano with the Adam's apple, also known as Pastor Get Right on a Friday night. Guess what, y'all? Not only have we made it through another heavy week, but we just about made it through another heavy year. So go on and pat yourself on the back. As you know, you guys, I always have somebody special coming, and today I'm so excited because I have the up-and-coming legend. Well, he's basically legendary already. Mr. Quill Lemons himself will be stopping by the Sugar Service, and I'm so excited. You do not want to miss that. I hope we all were able to complete all of those trendy resolutions we started at the top of the year and are ready for all the brand new blessings that we all deserve and are willing to receive. Which reminds me, it's time for the Word of the Week.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, sweet babies, let's jump right into this blessing on today. Never let somebody control your narrative. I'm gonna say that one more time. Never let someone control your own narrative. Today, we are going to make a promise to our future. Stop letting everything and everyone else respond for you. People, situations, and even the most comfortable environment will always try to control your narrative. But guess what, beloved? You have your own voice to use as a weapon. Here's a small reminder for your future self. You have your own life to also protect. You have your own destiny to fulfill. If you don't remember anything else I say today, remember this vital information. Never, ever, ever let somebody control your narrative. Okay? Ashe. Whew, that word was delicious. I am so full. Thank God this is a rest day from the gym. But it's time for the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, y'all, let's get right to it. In Southern California, a town's police force is under investigation for a work-related text thread filled with racist and homophobic remarks. Raise your hand if you feel surprised. Nobody? Okay. Congratulations goes out to Megan Thee Stallion for graduating and having a Grammy and for graduating and having a Grammy and for graduating and having a Grammy. I love you, girl. And before I go, big congratulations to Kim Kardashian for finally passing the baby bar. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 times you've taken it and you finally passed. I'll see you at those disappearances, girl. Oh my God, y'all, I am so excited. You will not believe who is sitting in front of me right now. Actually, you might believe it because it's in the caption of this episode. The legendary, not even up and coming anymore, he's already legendary. The iconic photographer, also person, also artist, also director, known as... Quill Lemons.
Oh my God, thank you.
Hey baby.
Thank you.
You like how I did so many names? Because I think you're so many people.
Same. My therapist could attest, and you know, I think I also could as I like check in and switch out.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with a lot of photographers. Photographers are like my favorite girlfriend because they get it. And they add their like completely different visual language to what I'm talking to them about. And you, and I've learned that, yeah, gospel's going off, y'all. I've learned that you're not just a photographer. Like, it's given creative director. It's given, like...
Yeah, I don't think many people know that, like, what goes into the shoot and, like, how much, like, as a photographer, I do give to shoots. And, like, also, like, with my contemporaries, too. Like, we, like, it's not like we're given a shoot. Like, we are the ones creating the entire world you see with the images. And I think that's, like, why...
That's crazy.
It is as cohesive as it is. And then, like, it is sticking, like, as much as it is.
Okay. I believe that. But let's move back a little bit for the girls that don't know what's up.
Okay.
Hey, Quill.
What's up?
Where are you from?
I am born and raised. I'm 6/19/97. I was born in Philadelphia, PA. South Philly, to be exact.
Wow. I love Philadelphia. Shout out to Philly.
My favorite city. I'm biased, of course, but definitely, I don't think there's any other place like it. I think that Philly is like this weird, almost like definitely very much a city, but also so suburban in culture. Mm-hmm. Like everyone drives, it's a little bit slower, but you still get like tapped in with the city and like pacing and like things that we can digest and like liberalism.
For sure. Was Philly the first place you found the passion for art? I'm not going to say photography, but in general, just art or...
Yeah, I was always like immersed in it. Philly is such a city that's like engulfed in art. Like you have Motown, you have so like you have the PMA, like you have so many museums, so much culture that's always just been a part of it. Mm-hmm. So like my entire life has been always like super artful.
Cool.
I don't think I like really tapped in until like high school.
Mm-hmm.
But also like
you went to high school in Philly as well.
Yeah. Okay, I went to high school. Went to Charter High School of Architecture and Design.
Okay, Charter.
1,000%. 1,000%. Shout out to them. It's closed now. I'm so sad.
Like, damn.
I love that school because it was like, we only have two art schools like that are primarily like you're going to have an arts education. It was Chad and Kappa, and like Chad was like so much more focused in like textile and like tangible art. Like we were like really everything we were touching was with our hands. Like I had classes where I was like literally making textiles in like 11th grade. And like,
wow, that's fire.
Yeah, it was really cool to learn all like so many different sides to art in like
fire.
A very hands-on way.
Okay, but when did you pick up the camera?
Okay, so the camera comes in. So I have an aunt, and like my aunt, she went for it. Also from like Philly, but all like somehow became VP of like American Express for a long time.
Okay,
and like,
auntie
was on her like definitely on like her black supremacy. Like I'm going to just be free and like achieve like so much success, and then like have so much freedom. So she picked up photography like maybe in her 40s, and I just by Thanksgiving proxy was like, okay, what is this? Mm-hmm. And I like started picking the camera up and like shooting my family and like just during that time.
It's still
something I do.
That's crazy. I mean, as you should.
Yeah.
Did you pick up her camera?
I picked up her camera first and it was digital. And then like as I started to get deeper into photography, I started going into film, and like that journey started like in high school.
Wow.
And it was because like I was super on the internet, like very much a kid of Tumblr. Like I grew up fully came of like 11 years old was like on Tumblr, like
fire.
Just like absorbing. And it was like the prime time of like Tumblr too, where it was, well, also like the internet, it was no regulation. It was just ideas floating and a bunch of kids just talking. Mm-hmm. So like I came up with like that time. And then,
the
like,
way the layout was very like visual.
There was no
appealing.
Algorithm. Yeah, it was just like a stream of consciousness. Right. And it was like, there was no democratization of like, could this image end up in only this little pocket. It was going everywhere. So, like, I love that era of the internet. So, like, that's, like, kind of, like, to give some context. And then, like, in Philly, I would just be going to, like, all of the music venues from, like, TLA, the Electric Factory, and just, like, any standing room concert with, like, any new artist, I was there. And I was, like, seeing music, like, live every weekend with my friends. So,
yeah,
like...
I mean, my favorite artist is from Philadelphia.
Who?
Jasmine.
Sullivan.
Oh, Jasmine Sullivan. Like, and you went, like, Philly's so small. Like, I went to summer camp down the street from where she lived with her mom.
Wow.
So, like, I, like, used to see Jasmine, like, getting into, like, cars when I was going to summer camp. Because, like, she was, sorry, she's I'm really from the neighborhood.
That because, damn, that's insane. I don't know. Well, it's kind of public. She just moved out of her parents' house, so.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So, yeah, she's probably still there, which is fine.
Yo, I also, like, my same aunt that, like, plugged me in with camera, maybe 2016, like, had a benefit, and Jasmine came and performed, and I got to meet her for the first time. Like, for the first, like, actual handshake photo. I took Polaroids of her.
You have Polaroids of Jasmine.
Yeah. Like, the archive is, like...
We're going to get into that because I feel
New
like...
New York life was very different. I'm like, sure. Photography had a lot of different lives in New York.
Yeah, I believe that. Let's get back in how we moved from the passion to becoming a full career. Because developing this passion with your aunt or developing this passion, you were still young, you know? Like, you had no clue what you wanted to do, I'm sure. Or you did, but, you know, not in a work aspect.
I always knew who I wanted to be.
Like, you always knew who you wanted to be.
I had no idea of... what it was going to take to get to that point, or like, I liked photography, but like, I always had like a clear vision of like the type of person I wanted to be. And it was definitely not someone who was like fixed in one city. It was like kind of just like bouncing around and just having a, like a network of like friends and people that like were interesting.
You knew who you wanted to be instead of knowing what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's like a completely different like mentality for sure.
And, but I felt like for me, it, like, I never lost sight in, like, doing things. Because, like, with photography, I've, like, done a bunch of other things in the midst to, like, get to this point.
Like what?
I've interned a lot in New York.
Other photographers?
Interestingly, I've interned a lot. First of all, I went to the New School for journalism. Okay. That's how we got to New York City.
Okay. Shout out to the New School.
Graduated 2019, last class. Wow. Before COVID, we had a real graduation at Arthur Ashe.
I love that.
So that during that journey, I was interning. I interned at Complex. I worked with Matthew Henson. I worked in marketing at Complex. I then left there, went to Proenza Schooler, did the whole fashion girl thing in their marketing department. And that was really fun. But I also, like, after working, I realized I didn't really want to work for anyone else. Right. And I just knew that, like, I was doing these really cool fashion things, but, like, I wanted to control what was going on, and I wasn't, like, having as much of a say. And I would, like, have these, like, really cool ideas, and nobody would want to listen. And I'm just like, yo, we should do more Black people in these shoots. And it's not, like, just with one company in particular, but, like, it's just, like, I just wanted to... I had a different perspective, and fashion really wasn't, like, covering it. I wasn't seeing it, and I just wanted more of it. And it was like, yo. But it was, like, simple. I just wanted to have, like, more Black people in fashion. And I was like, I can bring them in.
I feel the same way also growing up in fashion. Like, I didn't want to work for anyone else. And the only opportunity that was working with your friends for me at the time. And we did what we did. And I'm glad that there's more presence of people like you in fashion where the lane is your lane. Yeah. And it can't be created by the top girls in fashion, the council who still thinks they're it.
Yeah.
Like, just you control your career. And I think that's genius.
Thank you. Thank you for, like, seeing that, too. I don't think a lot of people really are, like, aware.
Well, the thing is, it's not a lot of people like that. So it's like...
True.
And when it's not a lot of people like something, they try to label you something else. Like, I've been labeled as a gay alternative artist. Meanwhile, I sing R&B and gospel, and I just happen to be gay.
Yeah.
So it's like... People like to title things when they don't know what's up. They've been doing that for hundreds, centuries of years. Like, centuries.
It's funny that you say you're excited that I exist here, but I don't think I could have had the same type of footing or knowing that language without people like you existing in this.
Wow.
And, like, I used to, like, see... Like, because, like, also, before, like, the actual, like... Before we get into an editorial, shout out to Kitty Cash, who actually brought me out into knowing just like nightlife and really showed me the ropes in New York City.
I love Kitty. Like, I'm so proud of her as well.
Same.
You guys kind of could look related a little bit.
We're not related, but like you can say so because Kitty, me and her, for my entire like college, she would bring me with her to any party she was going to. Me and her little sister, like, two peas in a pod, and we literally were just like the three musketeers, and like Kitty was like just rising as like a DJ in fashion and like just like taking over in like her space and like kind of showed us like the ropes,
but
also like
over.
Brought us to like also knowing so many people in the industry, and she brought me to knowing you.
Wow. I mean, shout out to Kitty. Thank you, Kitty. And because I met you, we have beautiful photos that are circling everywhere. Yo. They were in the Lincoln Center.
I love the lifespan of them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
And we are back with Quill Lemons,
yo, yo.
The icon and the legend. So, back to photography. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
I love what you do. Like,
thank you.
Would you say you have a style or would you say you have a silhouette? That's a really good question for all photographers, actually. Do you have a specific style or do you have a silhouette? And for people that don't know what that means, it's more like, do you only shoot a specific way or do you shoot a specific way multiple times in a story, basically?
I think it would definitely be more of a silhouette. I think all the stories can look like different, but mm-hmm. then you have, it's a feeling that you can kind of like subtly see mm-hmm. in all of the imagery. And I think that's like the me of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much different characters in your photos. And it yeah. could also be the collaboration between your gift and the client and just how you play off of them and how they play off of you.
Yeah.
But it can also just be a brand new way to visualize what it means. I'm a strong visual girl. Like, judge everything visual.
You get like, a great visual.
But like, also this visual. Images. Thank you. But also visual anything is, I just judge it. Like, I can go into a store and be upset because the grid is off.
Yeah.
And like, things like that piss me off. Lighting piss me off. Things like that piss me off. But like, I feel like you found a way in the silhouette to make it like so fab. Like if I zoom out, I also love zooming out on artists' Instagram and knowing that the thumbnails are cohesive and looks fab. I'm a huge thumbnail lover. Like if the thumbnail is cute, I know you're actually curating and you're not just posting. And I know it's like, it's a business and I love that. And I feel like when I zoom out on your page or all the work, it's like not the same, but like there is a silhouette.
Yeah.
There is a story there.
Like I think for me, it's just because with every project, I kind of treat it like journalism where I'm like trying to convey intimacy and like a closeness with the person.
Wow.
Like I wanted this to be a moment like no other, but I really want to capture you in this time because I think that like we're never the same.
Mm-hmm.
And like me shooting you for ID.
That was so fun.
But like with that cover, like if I shot you now, that's two different people. And yeah, I like to treat those as different eras and like different people. Like just kind of like with every shoot, I'm like talking to the person, like asking them or like doing my own research if I can't physically talk to the person.
That's cool.
Just to like investigate what they have to say in that moment. Like who are they now? I think that's really interesting part of taking a picture of anyone.
That's amazing. Well, in that same vein, when you started your career in photography, I mean, yes, you were controlling your career, but like you didn't have the say-so of what was going on, right? You slowly
like
learned to have the say-so or be confident in it.
Yeah, I'm definitely a lot more confident in trusting like my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a journey. It's still like going into a space that's just not built for me. Like mm-hmm. and like going in and like having the balls to just be like, yeah, we're going to do this my way because mm-hmm. like if we don't, then this is not going to be right.
I love that. And you being a creative director, and I'm saying it because I really think you're a creative director.
Thank you.
Doing it your way means not just the photo, right? This means casting who you want or casting.
Yeah, it's a hand, but also a conversation. Like I talk to everyone I'm working with, anyone you see me tagging or that's been a part of the shoot. We've talked for probably hours about the actual image that we all come together to make. And I think everyone is equally as important.
That's amazing. Actually, that's brand new and different in that industry because there's a huge, like, thing about photographers not being very social or not
ego.
It's a huge ego thing in that era with all the grannies that are still alive. I'm not going to name no names, but you know exactly who you are. And you just moved to Fort Greene. And yes, I found out. I'm not going to say no names. But yes.
For me, like, I mean, just as a person, I don't really like, I wouldn't want to work with anyone if I didn't respect them. And I think that if we have an understanding of respect to even sign on to do it, I think that why wouldn't we want to just, why not it just be a meeting of the minds?
Totally agree.
And how do we, like, advance each other? I think it's always just, like, it should be knife sharpening knives and, like, we all just get better. But I don't know. I definitely see that a lot of people don't really like to really work across or like uplift. And it's like, but I like that. Yeah, it's life.
It's life. But you learn from it.
Yeah. And I feel like I never want to be that photographer or like that person to anyone. Cause I also have been on the other side of that and didn't feel great. And I'm just like, yeah, I would hate to be that. And I hope check me if I ever become that.
I love the wisdom. The wisdom quill is so different, you guys. It's cute. This is why I invite my friends to the show because you guys really never let them tell their story. You just like their photos. And you're fab.
Thank you.
You are fab.
I've grown a lot.
You've grown a lot. Well, that's another question that I have because you are young. Yep. You know, and you've done a lot already, and a lot not in the photos that you have with celebrities, but a lot as in the placement to do these photos because that whole process is, I've been in that process. I've battled the highest girl in fashion on in-house photography. Like at Hood by Air, we would battle the highest girl in fashion. Anna, we would battle the gods, because they had a problem with us using in-house, in-house photography. And the only reason we were using in-house photography is because we knew the look.
Yeah.
And what they needed to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, you're in that path as well. Do you find it, like, do you find that to be difficult right now? Or have you accepted it? And, like, are you moving in it? I feel like you're moving in it, but I want to know if you know that.
I think I've just have overall acceptance of life and like contentment with everything that I'm doing because I truly do this because I love it. It is not really for hand claps or praise or any type of validation. Mm-hmm. I completely accept all of it and everything that is coming my way and because I definitely think I've put in the hours, but it's just like I'm making this shit for me. Mm-hmm. And it is a lot of things that one color of skin to queerness to like. It's not a space that is very comfortable to be in all of the time. Mm-hmm. And I definitely have just found my ways to hold on to my sanity and my peace.
Definitely.
And I'll interact with it when I want to. And to your point, it's definitely become a lot more of my time. Just because I barely have it.
Right. I agree.
It's far and few.
You know, you are not new to this. You grew in this.
That's the thing. I think people forget that. And like, they get the age thing really confused. Yeah. Like, I've been doing this since I got here at 18, so 6 years.
That's a whole person's career, to be honest. So like, you actually grew in this. And in growing in that, do you think you have daughters now? Like, are they little quill daughters?
I don't know. As much as like a lot of things have changed with like the optics, the numbers, and the amount of eyes and attention, I have really in the past year really just kind of went into a little bit of a hermit shell. So I don't know.
And here's another question. Are you more into PAs and studio assistants rather than photographer interns who wants to study under you and become a daughter in the process?
No. See, but like my like working staff is so fun. It's really fun to work with the people that I do work with. And like they are all working photographers. And so like to that point of like, if we vibe and get along, I don't care. Like, I'll show you everything that I do. And like, also every part of this industry, like from like the dinners or like the emails and like, please hit me if you need a reference to figure some shit out. Cause like, there was like no one in this telling me what to do. No one wanted to like be vocal about the thing. So like, just even with like contemporaries and like anyone that is literally a photographer in the space, we all know each other. And most of us, we are literally a DM or a text message away. And like, I feel like a lot of my generation has like completely got rid of like this sense of like competition and like there can only be one of us. But there's so much space to occupy that like we kind of just started helping each other out. Like I give a camera to somebody for like 3 weeks and I'm just like here. So it's not like, not in the same way. I think that if anybody wants to learn from me, just literally hit me. And like, if I have the time, that's the thing.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it here first. He's not shady. He's definitely willing to develop and train. Because I feel like they're going to come. They're going to come.
Just be like a normal person and like approach it very professionally.
Yeah, but
and
you
like,
know what's crazy? They're not going to be like that because that might be your part to develop with them. And that's the part that I've learned.
See, and you said I'm wise.
I'm proud of it because I'll say it. We've developed so many people and so many different like artist worlds where like, yes, you have to like be ready to accept anyone because that anyone doesn't know.
True.
You know, and is willing to learn. So
true.
It's like
I'm just a little shy. Like and like yeah, I like people don't I don't talk about I talk about it a lot, but people just never understand.
No,
like,
I agree
have
with
social
you.
Anxiety and so like I go into rooms.
This is really weird because so do I.
I go into rooms and then people are like, why are you not like talking about it? I'm like, cause y'all are like not in the sense of like people are scary, but like I like since a child, like I could like have lunch with kids in the lunchroom these could be my friends every day. And like I'd be like, yo, where do I sit in the lunchroom? And it's like, nigga, it's with your friend that you see every day. Yeah. But like I don't know, like
no, I big completely groups. Understand. Which is crazy because I'm a stage girl. Like I'm a performer. I love that. But I also really, really hate it. And I like have been dealing with this with my therapist for a while, like actually saying that I have social anxiety. And I don't know if it's because I'm sober now. I'm looking at Frank because that's my sober buddy. I don't know if it's because I'm sober now, but like my social anxiety is really, really lifted now. Like it's a lot. And I'm like,
I think it's just maybe you're more in tune with like yourself. Because I feel like that's what it is.
In tune is really, that also hurts. It's like I'm listening to the same radio station. It feels like I'm watching the same show being in tune because it's the same. Because the girls that are outside of my new mentality are the same. So it still feels like it's just a lot. Like it's a lot. I can also just be dramatic. but it's
same?
A lot. Yeah.
What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius, apparently.
Oh, my God. That
I don't really go
sense.
By the signs. I feel like I'm a bigger star than the stars, but...
Love that.
I'm a
always
Sagittarius.
Coming with the bars.
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius. My parents are Scorpios, if that means anything.
Oh, that's...
I'm on the cusp, makes if sense. That means... If, that's all I know.
I'm Gemini, but my rising is Scorpio.
My best friend is a Gemini.
My rising is Scorpio, and my moon is Sag.
Okay. All right, so I have one more question.
Okay.
What's next?
I have a really cool project coming.
Wow.
On your birthday.
Wow. I'm really excited about it.
Can you talk about it
or is it a surprise?
It'll all make sense. It'll all make sense.
Wow.
And I think overall, I just want to keep you guys guessing.
Wow. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Like, is it something that's tangible? Sorry, I'm so nosy. And also, I love my coffee table. So I'm asking, is it something that's tangible or is it something that...
No, but like, if you work in our space, you definitely will see it because we all see this place.
Oh, yeah.
This space where it'll live.
Okay, I'm excited. I'm so excited for you.
Same.
Like... Thanks for coming to the Sugar Service also.
Thank you for having me.
I could not have done this episode without you.
I could not have done so many of my amazing shoots without you.
Wow. I hope you come back because there's always going to be more coming from you and I want the girls to know what it is.
Always down if I'm around.
Oh, one more thing before I go. I almost forgot. I do this thing every week that I always forget every time it's time to do it, but I actually just remembered right now. The carry of the week. Every week, I decide what the carry of the week is. I usually do it with the guests because all of the guests are actually my friends and they know what carrying is. And like by now, if you listen to us, you already know what carrying is as well. So what do you think is the carry of the week this week? Or like what happened this week in your life that you think is carrying or something that you've seen on TV that you think is carrying? I have one, but I'm going to let you decide.
Shiona's been carrying with all of these damn looks on Insecure. That's like every Sunday I'm just like
Insecure has been carrying for sure.
The looks. They said, oh, we're going out with a bang. Every episode is going to give. And it's giving fashion.
It's giving fashion.
But like
it's
so in a
weird.
Subtle way. And it's yeah. like, I was like, this is like, it's so accessible. And I think that also like she's highlighting so many other like black brands and also like how you dress black women.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, shout out to Insecure. Shout out to Issa. Shout out to everything. Like everything there is carrying. Yeah. Insecure is carrying. Okay, Insecure can be the carrying of the
Summer
week.
Walker too. She's Summer carried her Walker way into really high spaces on this.
Okay,
Billboard
cancel.
Chart.
Summer Walker is carrying. She is the carry of the week because, to be honest with y'all,
fourth baby mama.
Isn't that crazy?
I love how she went for it.
First of all, I just seen her for the first time.
Uh-huh. So wait, like you didn't know what she looked like?
I just knew what she sound like. That's all I need. Yeah, with me and musicians, I'd rather get into you know, sonically before I get into how you look. Because I'm not selling you. You selling you.
True.
I just need to know if I could use you as homework or not because I love music. But I got into her. I guess I got into the new body. And it's fab. Yo, she is fab.
She's giving.
Like, she is giving. Like, she's not even next. She's now. Like,
no. I
love her.
Love because it's like it was really hard to be an R&B girl, like a strictly R&B
it's
girl.
Crazy.
And I was like, she's doing it.
Have you shot her yet?
I have not. And
that needs
to speak it into existence. Yeah. So speaking into existence, you heard it here.
Yeah, you heard it here. Let's make that happen. I mean, she's on a press run. Let's make it happen.
Let's get it.
Wow. All right. Thanks again, baby, for coming.
No,
that's
anytime.
All the time I got. I gotta go get my nails done. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Sometimes the things we know to be true are not the things that are normally said. Unfortunately, one of those things is how much we love people. Oftentimes, we have to wait for people to pass on in order for us to cry about their shining light. But we here at the Sugar Service believe in giving the flowers where the flowers are due, especially while they're living and still here to receive every last flower they most certainly deserve. So without further ado, these flowers are for the wonderfully and talented, the iconic mother herself, despite what the fuck you say, Miss Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams, I have to give you your flowers while the flowers are due because you are just who you are. A true, true, true woman of entertainment. You have been an example for many people in entertainment. I guess you've been an example for me who's on the radio right now as a talk show host. You've been one of the pioneers for talking your shit when you feel like talking your shit and being honest about talking your shit. We are praying for you, Wendy Williams. You mean everything to us. These flowers are for you, boo. Carry the fuck on. All right, y'all. Thanks for coming to another glorious Sugar Service. I had such a good time. Once again, thanks to everybody involved. Well, it looks like it's the holiday time, and I'm going to take myself a holiday break. So next week, I will not be here, y'all. Womp, womp, womp. But guess what? You will see me January 7th, 2022 with a brand new do. So I hope I see you. Ciao. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of the Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yasi Sop. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller Gordon, and Yuno Alubaby. Help from Barlow & Sons, head of production, Stephanie Wilkins. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tapp. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.